what's up, After Buzzers? Welcome to another after show for Animal Kingdom. Tonight we're breaking down season 2, episode 3. There was new fences, new kisses. Oh my goodness, what is going on? Find out right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
I can't, like, headbang. It's just, like,
no, like, Brian Turner here. We can't. Exactly. In the green truck. Yeah. It sounds like something they top listen down. To, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
We just got done surfing.
Yep. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. I'm your host, Alina Vision. You can follow me on all social media at Alina Vision. That's Vision with two S's. And as usual, I'm joined by my girls. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hello. I am Lila Rad, and you can find me on Instagram at Laylizzle.
Hey, and I'm Leslie Ambrose, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time.
Whoop, whoop. All right, let's do this.
What we're an
gonna
episode.
Have, I know, we're going to have the chat open as so normal, so if you're watching us live on YouTube, feel free to comment in. We love listening to you guys, reading your comments. Same with the comments on YouTube. There were some good predictions.
Yeah, you guys are on
this
it.
Last week.
Yeah. There was things that even, like, I was like, oh,
I know, I
would have never thought
exactly,
of that.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So, hey, what's up? We already got people in the chat. Jasmine
Odin.
Sam
Hi,
Jones.
Guys.
Hey, what's up? All right, so let's jump into this because a lot happened. Okay.
You see these? Let's jump
into
this.
I know, our notes are really,
like,
really
smurf
crazy.
Smurf jumped into
it. Back to back.
Exactly. Like Smurf jumped into Jay.
Like Smurf jumped into Jay. Let's talk about that first because all of us were like, what? What? What is going on right now?
It was kind of like a look of just like,
so
it was like
impressions.
Gross, but then it was like, oh.
Oh, no!
It just got worse and worse every time. I was so scared at that point when she, like, straddled him on the bed that I was like, oh, no, clothes are going to go flying. I'm going to feel uncomfortable about this. I'm going to have to look away. But thankfully, they cut away. We don't know if they just held hands.
Just
the
thought
of that.
The way they were holding hands. I don't hold hands like that with, like,
grandpa.
Yeah, my grandpa.
Isn't that weird? Imagine him on you.
Yeah, and like looking into his eyes. Like, no.
I know.
I just don't do that. But you know what's funny is, like, we haven't gotten the incest vibe for a while.
Yeah.
Right? Especially, like, towards the end of last season. Mm-hmm. So now I feel like they're kind of reintroducing it.
Yeah. Just not with Jay.
Well, everyone else is gone.
I know, but right. I feel like he knows better. But maybe this is all part of his secret plan that we've predicted for the end of the season.
Maybe. What do you think?
I don't know. You know, so when she kissed Jay, I just thought, like, that was the initiation. Like, that was it. Like, he's part of the Cody's, like, she's down for him. You know, because usually it's like, all the other ones, like, I don't know, they've just been hesitant about Jay this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, and then, I mean, especially after that little heist that they did, which we're
going
to get into.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that was, like, the kiss of death. Like, that's it. You're mine. Like, I own you.
And how do we feel about the way she goes, baby, baby? Like, she calls him
She's
baby.
Always
I mean,
done
she calls,
that, though.
Right, but now it adds an extra level of, like, what is
now
going on.
Now it's just creepy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But at the same, I don't know. I don't know where they're going with this. I hope it's just for this episode. I feel very uncomfortable. I know.
Episode.
I feel very uncomfortable watching it.
Do you think this is the beginning of Smurf and Jay?
Yeah.
Like, Team Smurf Jay?
This was, like you said, like, not only was the kiss the initiation, but that heist that they did was the initiation that kind of, she's like, okay, I can trust him.
Yeah.
She thinks he's a natural. She thinks he's maybe a natural kisser, too. But, like, good. Sorry, too far. But she's more amped up about him, it seems, than these other boys that she used to kind of raise up and train.
Like, Jay's, like, her favorite now.
But clearly, of course he'd be her favorite because he's the only one left at the house. Everyone else is gone. She knows they're pulling their own jobs.
Right.
She knows, you know.
She knows that he doesn't know her
that well.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I think that was really apparent in this episode because he was asking a lot of questions. He was being very inquisitive. And we found out a lot about Smurf's past through him.
Yeah. So I appreciate Jay for that.
Right.
Because he answered a lot of questions that we've all had as viewers, right, from episode one. Like,
we
learned a lot more about Jay.
We've always viewed the show from Jay's point of view, so I think that's, they're kind of playing back into that with that
instance, you know?
Right, with that scene. Yeah. Definitely. So, speaking of Smurf, let's see what people in the chat are saying. Jasmine says, I couldn't believe she kissed him, her own grandchild, on the lips. Yeah. And I mean, it wasn't like a, you know, quick kiss, like peck or what. It was like she went in very slowly.
Like she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
Given that she had.
And he didn't pull back. He just kind of took it in.
He didn't.
He didn't react like, oh, grandma, what are you doing? It was, he was just like, oh, okay.
Do you think it's part of, like, his plan?
Maybe.
Just let her think that I'm totally down for whatever, and...
I think it might be, like, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer kind of deal.
And I think for him, it's like, hey, well, I need my allowance.
Right.
That's what I think.
Yeah, just like that, just like that. Let's see. Croft 2009 says, but we always knew... Knew or it was implied that she abused Pope.
Yeah, but we never saw it. That's the right. That's it,
there
the
was
difference.
Definitely
yeah.
some clips or some shots of them that implied it. Mm-hmm. But we never saw it.
This is the first time that we actually see her engage in some sort of.
Except for wouldn't she like smack Craig on his ass?
Yeah, but that's
still it's still weird.
It's weird. It is still weird. Exactly. Not as yeah. It's not as much, you know?
Face-to-face is the kiss.
There we go.
Do you think she did that with Manny?
I think she... I don't know. I think
her and Manny were definitely...
All of this sexual stuff that we're talking about, do you think?
Maybe.
You mean Javi or...
No,
Manny.
Manny, yeah.
Manny's funeral, right? Yeah.
The guy I mean, it could have been because she was 16 years old, we found out, when Manny found her. So maybe in some way she was abused by him because he seems to be older than her.
Much older.
So maybe that is kind of where she gets this whole... She knows now how to operate people and how to get them on her side and make them feel like, oh, baby, you're mine and you're so smart. You're better than all the others.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where clearly she learned it from Manny.
Do you think... This kind of sounds like Jay was Smurf and Smurf was Manny. Do you think that's how they started, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty much...
It seems like that's a common thing, because even when Javi is talking to Jay at the party, at the table, he's like, oh, yeah, she took you in. Like, that's just what she does.
Like he's jealous.
He was jealous, but not only he already knows, like, how these people work, because he's been with them for even longer.
He's probably like, hey, has she kissed you yet?
All right, so getting back to Smurf, she has to go to Manny's funeral. Mm-hmm. It's out in the middle of nowhere. It is a rough crowd. Like, from the jump off. It is a really, really rough crowd.
Yeah.
Javi obviously is there. And we find out more about him, which I was really happy to do.
He's a scary dude.
He's definitely had a rougher past. And he asks Jay, you know, does she talk about me?
Yeah.
And we come to find out that he was actually 10 when, like, he was involved with Smurf and Manny and Jake.
He was definitely abused by Smurf, too.
Because he had that little, like, smelling her hair.
Yeah, there was that scene.
I was just disgusted that entire scene. I'm like, who are you? What did you guys do?
Just, like, cringing back and being like, did I really just say that?
Yeah. We did. When we were watching it, we're like, ooh, wait, what?
Yeah. So, obviously, we all watched the show. All of you guys online did, too. Mm-hmm. What exactly happened with Smurf in... In Javi. I know we're talking about it, but
the scene that he talked about with her when she went outside with Manny and they were talking?
No, just in general, like, what do you guys think is the actual story? Because I'm still kind of confused. Like, I still don't know.
What I think is she was all alone. Manny found it. It's going to be very
summarized. So is Manny Javi's dad?
No. She tells Jay that Javi's dad was some other guy that used to be, like, involved with them, and then he ended up taking off when they're in the hotel room before Jake gets there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think Javi is Smurf's son, Smurf and whoever that guy was that took off.
Oh,
and that's why there's more revenge towards Smurf, and that's why maybe he was so loyal to Manny.
But that's your prediction?
That's my prediction,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume, obviously, that they all... I feel like it's implied that they all work together. And it was kind of like what the Cody family is now.
Yeah.
That's what Manny's family
was. And that they all slept together
Smurf.
And that she has, right. like, 18 yeah. kids out
See,
there.
What I heard from that was that she took him in, I think.
Right.
Takavian.
Okay. Exactly. Because he said that he was thrown out when he was only 10 years old.
Correct.
Okay. And he remembered her talking to Manny, I believe it was, like telling him just to let him go. And then that's when she said,
that's when she decided, you know, to take
him. It looks like you've done fine on your own. And all of that. But yeah, they were kind of considered a family at that time.
I'm
like,
she cooked for him. Then. Uh-huh.
And all of that. Like, she
and all of this happened at the Smurf residence.
That's what it sounds like. There's a pool.
Yeah, because he said at the pool, and I didn't see
a
pool at Manny's house. Did you see
one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where Jay was walking out, where Jay was just waiting for them while they were having that conversation.
There was a pool there.
Yeah, so that's why I was so confused. Unless she was living two different lives, and she had two different families.
That could have been. I mean, Baz is doing it, so.
True.
Why not? Yeah.
Let's see what people are saying, and the chat is going off. Let's see. Croft 2009 says, but we always knew it was implied that, okay, she abused Pope. That's right. Mm-hmm. She also says, sorry, didn't Pope climb into bed with her at some point? Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I hope Jay is up to something.
So it's like implied, but yeah, like I said, this was the first time we actually saw it happening. Yeah.
And Sam Jones says, Jed said, I will put a bullet in your skull. Yeah, that was a really intense scene.
Especially, I think the wording is the most important.
Right.
Because she said, if that happens to me, promise you'll put a bullet in my skull. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say that first part.
But he's a badass now. Yeah. So he's like,
or so
but
he's I don't know if that, do you think that wording has like symbolism to like what could happen, like foreshadowing wise?
You know what I think? I don't think anyone genuinely loves Smurf.
No.
Right now.
They love the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're doing all of this. So I feel like that was his way of, like, in a sneaky way, getting a way of saying, like, I will kill you.
But just
if I
give me my allowance.
Yeah.
Give me that open credit card.
Do you think that would happen this season, or that's just something that they're kind of setting into place for seasons to come?
Prediction.
I know. That's a prediction. I don't think, obviously, she's too big of a character to lose.
See, Sam Jones agrees with me. It's like a foreshadow. There we go, Sam. There we go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and speaking of what she was telling him, like, if I ever start talking, you know, just nonsense like Manny was, turns out Manny had recorded himself.
Mm-hmm,
the doctors had told him to record himself, just telling stories. So I guess we can get into that with the predictions. What you think is on the tapes.
Correct.
That Javi now has.
Dirt on Smurf.
Yeah. Clearly. Because you can see when Jake came to tell her about those tapes, she looked kind of shook.
Yes.
Like, uh-oh, everyone's going to know my business now.
And we only see that look on Smurf very few times. Mm-hmm.
Do you
think
that's what Smurf went to Manny's room for? And then Javi came in?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Before he sniffed her out?
Mm-hmm.
She was looking for anything that led back to her, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a smart cookie.
There's always a trail, guys. There's always a trail. Don't do crime.
Smart cookie. All right, let's move on to Pope, because he had kind of a big storyline this episode. Church. I feel like Church is really doing good for Pope.
I think so, right? too.
It seems like he's been in church before, too. Or, I don't know, you know how a lot of, like, cons will, like, read the Bible while they're in jail?
There's nothing
true.
Else.
Yeah, it right. seems like
that and push-ups,
Yeah. They come out very spiritual and very strong. But he's, like, the way that he was just, like, analyzing, like, the different verses and the chapter and how he totally told that guy off, like, in a nice way. Of, like, no, like, that's not what it means. Like, you have to look at the, like, broader picture and not just, like, try to fluff it up and make it so everyone... I was really impressed by that. I was like, oh, wow, okay, Pope. I feel like it led back to his character name, which we don't really know the background to that. Yeah.
Yeah, true. I thought... I don't know. So I thought Pope felt comfortable there.
Mm-hmm.
However, when the Bible study started to get real into Jesus, you know, he was feeling uncomfortable. Because I feel like he can only handle it for so long. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that he has this type of, like, OCD or ADD or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Like,
he just twitch.
Yeah. Like, he just couldn't stay still, especially in church. Like, I just felt like he felt uncomfortable after they started talking about Jesus or, you know, a little more than he thought that he could handle. So I feel like that's what made him kind of lash out at the guy.
Okay.
Yeah, could be, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think that, obviously, him talking about the scripture the way he was talking about and interpreting it his own way made Amy look at him like, oh, this is kind of hot. Like, he's,
she was turned on. He knew his word.
Exactly. He's got his own word going on. She's like, he's a man of God.
Pope Andrew? But the fact that we found out that she had something to hide, too.
Yeah.
So that made her trust him.
Trust him. And it probably makes him like her a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She became, like, his Jesus talk was sexy to her, and her dirty past was sexy. Sexy to him.
Go figure.
So they're going to get together, and he's going to adopt Lena.
And they're going to live happily ever after. I hope he doesn't kill anybody else.
I like Pope and Amy, though. I like this
scene. I do, too.
Like, I'm feeling a type of way he
met his match, you know? She's going to be the perfect one to kind of call him out and help him on his storyline, but I feel like the family's going to get in the way of that. Pope's never going to have a happy ending.
I don't know, what if she's dark herself? And then they start.
Oh, goodness, getting corrupt. Like, everyone's getting corrupt.
I mean,
I don't know.
I could see it going that direction more than a redemption
area.
Yeah, because this show, everybody's screwed up, you know? It's not a happy show.
It's true.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they're together. I feel a different aura about Pope.
Me too.
I feel like, I don't know, especially him and Lena, he's taking care of her, he's being responsible, he's cooking and cleaning. Oh my God, when he walked into Baz's house, that place was a disaster.
It was disgusting. Disgusting.
Beer everywhere. I mean, a little kid can't live in that.
Yeah.
Cannot live in that. He's still not being such a great dad.
Yeah, Baz is the worst, and I love that Lena brought up the question of, like, oh, why isn't Daddy sad?
Yeah. Well, first she brought up the question of, is mommy dead?
Yeah.
And
so sad.
Yeah, Pope's reaction to that made me kind of think, did she see something that night that's like subconsciously?
And maybe she's kind of...
Right. And dude, I think
what if she's playing games with Pope?
She's like, right. Jay.
Let's see if he tells me the truth. Uh-huh.
Maybe. I mean, she's definitely very intuitive, and I think people don't give kids enough credit to that. They pick up on a lot of different things. And she's like, well, then why isn't Daddy sad?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got another chick here. He's gone. He's, you know, being mean to me. So,
yeah.
Poor girl.
I feel bad for Lena.
Oh, yeah.
But go Pope for playing the dad.
No kidding.
Right? Going back to Pope and Lena real quick, do you guys think that scene when he grabs the pot was kind of like his own punishment to himself because he's the source now of, like, Lena's sadness?
I'm like, should we do this for predictions? Yeah.
Am I bringing up too many predictions? Sorry.
I gotta write that down. So in predictions, and also...
We'll come back to it.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. We're gonna put a pin in that. If you guys in the chat want to, like, join in and say what you think the whole pan scene was about, we'd love that. And also, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, later on, put it in the comments.
Yeah,
we'd love to know what you guys think this whole situation is about.
I like how everyone's talking about Pope.
Yeah, so let's hop in the chat. Let's see. KDog679 says it was weird when she got on top of Jay. So that was meaning Smurf. Yeah, totally weird. Totally inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine says, I was shocked about Pope knowing scripture. Yeah, at least someone loves Pope. Yeah.
It's true. No, but you know,
but he doesn't want anyone in the family to know about Amy because he even told Lena, "Don't say anything."
Because he knows that they're gonna screw her over and something's gonna happen to her. The minute that family finds out about Amy, she's in danger.
Well, it's kind of like Darren not telling Smurf about his bar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, the less you know, the better.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
For so many reasons.
Because Smurf would ruin that, too.
For so many reasons.
What a family to be.
Jeez, I know.
You can't share any excitement with them because they'll just come back.
Aren't you glad you have the family you do now?
Yes.
It's like, blessed. No complaints.
Hashtag blessed. All right, let's move on to Baz. Speaking of Lena and Pope and Baz.
Mm-hmm.
Being horrible father, people in the comments agreed with us last week. He's being the absolute worst.
Yeah.
Goes off to Mexico to get stuff for the job that they're supposed to pull. Also, obviously, to see Lucy. And we were introduced to a new character, Lucy's brother, who...
we met Marco before.
Right, we did.
Yeah.
But I mean this season.
Oh, okay, this season, yeah.
Who wants, you know, kind of to work with Baz, to pair up with Baz. And Baz is not really having it, per se.
He wants to do his own
thing. He wants to do his own thing. But then Lucy brings up the bracelet.
Right.
So, do we think that it's a good idea for him to pair up with Marco?
Now, this is Lucy's bracelet. We know that, right? But where did she get it from?
I know they mentioned it, but
like,
I don't think we know.
Is
anyone in the chat? Maybe you guys picked up on something.
Because what he was saying is he has these new, you know, I guess, robberies that he's pulling of tourists.
Yeah. Right.
So I think it might have been something from a tourist, but I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I could have been writing down something and totally missed that.
I didn't know where it came from. I didn't know if it was part of that, like, heist, remember, that they did with all the jewelry and the watches and all that, so I didn't know if that was left over, and Baz gave it to her, to Lucy, but it doesn't sound like it was Baz's possession at some point.
No, because he was like, oh, the bracelet, did it?
Yeah.
So I don't think
I guess he wouldn't question it that much when he went to go see Gia, so.
Right.
The Persian rug lady.
Yeah. Yep. So what else? Yeah, speaking of who we thought was just the Persian rug lady.
Yeah, I know.
Come to find out, she's the fence. Yeah. Which I love the people in the comments because they actually put that last week, that it's fence. And I had no idea that there's an actual term.
Neither did I.
I know. I learned something new. Thank you to the fans out there.
I didn't read
the comments. So a fence is a person that will pretty much sell off, like, what you bring to them as far as, like, you know, kind of like what she's doing with the bracelet. She'll find a buyer, sell it. So it's the person that finds a buyer for whatever criminal stuff.
Because it rids the, like, trail off of them.
Exactly.
So she's, like, the middleman for the cons.
Got it. Just how Smurf was telling her last week, you know, you're going to have to cut up that diamond because it's really rare. So way it won't be traceable. You can sell it, then, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. She does the hard work.
Yeah. Exactly. She does the hard work. She knows the buyers.
Yeah, yeah.
Got people that'll buy all of that.
All right. Thanks
so
for explaining.
So we learned all about that. And Baz decides to take the bracelet to her. And she says, no, can't really work with you. He figures out Smurf got to her. But then, being the smart guy he is, decides her assistant, I would guess you would say, right?
Yeah.
Assistant.
Our assistant.
Should be made into his new fence. And it looks like she took the bait.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she's seen how much money comes
in. Yeah, but God bless her soul, because if Gia finds out, who knows what kind of power she has over her.
That'll be another prediction.
I kind of like this Gia character.
Sorry, guys, I'm mixed predictions into my animal.
She's a little sassy. I like her.
She is.
She's good. I like her. We have some chat.
Up in the chat, Sam Jones says, Lucy kind of set Baz up in a tight situation where her brother may die as a consequence.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, very interesting. Ooh,
that's a good one.
Cozy says, love them boys.
Who do you think will die first?
Minus Baz, yeah.
Who do you think will die first?
I don't know.
I want Baz to die first. I don't know if he will, but...
Wow.
I don't know if I want any of the Cody brothers to die.
I just can't stand him.
I want him to get his act together. I don't want Lena to be without a mother and a father.
It's okay. She got Pope. She's
good.
That's
true. That's true.
Yeah, she got Pope and Amy. She's set.
He's... Yeah,
what do you guys think about that line when he was like, when Pope said, I grew up without a dad and I'm okay, so you're going to be okay?
I think that was him telling himself that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So he was projecting it towards Lena, like, don't worry about it. You'll survive, little girl. Stop asking questions.
Yeah.
I thought,
like,
it was more
stop making
of his
me feel
therapy.
Bad that I killed your mother.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, well, that's debatable, but we'll go with it because it's going to make her feel better. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Baz and Lena and that whole. Hopefully he'll be able to get his act together, because right now he's just the worst, the absolute worst.
Well, I totally thought he was going to do something to Gia when he was waiting for her outside before he spoke to the assistant. I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. She should have said yes.
Right.
She's done for it. Yeah.
They're going to run her off the road like they do all their trucks.
It was set up the way they shot it. It was definitely set up that way. So.
Yeah.
But he went around her. And, hey,
not
that's
looking for
smart.
Her, looking for you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Darren.
Oh. Darren.
So cute.
Yes. Darren's so making something of himself.
Good for him. Darren. Yeah. Like, bravo to Darren. Clapping mm-hmm. for him because... Him, he's really taking responsibility for this bar.
Yeah.
And wants to do something that's his own. He's, he has that, you know, entrepreneurial spirit. And I really hope it works out for him.
Yeah.
I was really proud of him of not paying up.
Yeah. Yeah. He just
given
owned
that
up
the
to
guy
his,
told him not
yeah.
to, you know, like, I'm glad yeah. you're not bribing me. But that said so much where that was like a little piece that we saw where he was really opening up in the show, you know, like, aw. Darren's a really good person.
Deep down. And even the story that he gave the guy where we learn even more about him.
However, do you think it's completely true? Then again, we don't know if it's like...
I think it's... I want to say yes.
It was very convincing.
It sounded, yeah.
It was very, very convincing.
You know, with this show, they could twist it to where it was just a BS story. But I want to... Just what we've learned about his character so far, I want to say that it is true. Because then it gives his character a lot more depth than just the stupid Cody brother.
Right, exactly.
He actually had... something that he cared about that's kind of ripped away from him and now he's trying to start all over again.
Very true.
But at the same time, he is a Cody boy and he's probably been doing this since Jay's age. Yeah. So maybe it was a story that happened, but there was a whole bunch of other
stories.
He was stories.
Definitely
he left out a big chunk.
Pulling jobs for Smurf in that process. Like, if this is true, while he was surfing, how else do you think he paid for to get to those surfing competitions?
I feel like him now being under or away from, you know, I guess the umbrella of Smurf has really made him come out and not come out of his shell, but just come out and be more, I don't know, open, I guess you
he's
could
more
say.
Confident.
He's more confident. Yeah. Like,
absolutely.
That story was really confident. Like, he didn't have to rely on the bribe. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to try this. Hopefully it works.
Yeah.
And I feel like if he was under Smurf's watch, then he would probably be more inclined to give the bribe.
Yeah.
I think he would have just done that and not say anything.
I think he would have not even bothered to get the liquor license.
Here's the money. Don't ask me anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Give me the license.
Like, pull the gun up to the guy's head.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, it would have gone south for sure.
Yeah.
How funny and how cute is Craig claiming that that's his bar, too? The entire time I was cracking up. Like, he really cracked us up in this episode.
Craig is always a comedic relief, and I love the one line. Liners that they give him. Like, he doesn't even
say a
lot.
Are you a stall girl?
Yeah.
Okay, you're hired.
Girl, yeah.
That was a really, really funny scene.
Even line with Nikki where she's like, I'm tired, I'm drunk, and I kind of want to have sex. And then the camera pans away, and then it goes to him, and he's like, yeah, me too. And just, walks over to her.
Yeah.
Just those little subtleties are hilarious.
Nikki. Okay.
Nobody's favorite.
Nikki can be the one to die first.
There you go.
I have a feeling she's going to be around for quite a while, especially after this episode.
K-Dog think that something is going to happen to Nikki.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Jasmine says, so happy. My favorite Cody boy. Yep, we are too. And Sam Jones, you're a sink girl. Love that line. We love that line too. That was great writing. Great writing. Sam also says, another way to tell who may die first, although I wouldn't really rely on this, is going on, IMDb and seeing. Is that cheating?
Who's
really successful?
That's really funny.
That's smart.
Smart, but cheating. I get it for sure. So Craig, let's talk about Craig and Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. Nikki just doesn't quite get it when people are trying to give her the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
I feel.
She's that girl.
She's so good that it makes me wonder if she's really like that. You know?
Right.
Like, shut up. Get out. Like go back to Guam
wants you
with
there.
Your father.
Yeah. Yeah, but she wants to be part of the Cody family so much.
She's not smart enough to be part of the Cody family. They already had to deal with Craig.
Can you imagine?
But now she knows. Now she knows all their dirt. So maybe that was smart of her to just go digging around in
Smurf's
room.
But who's
going to
believe Nikki? They could easily get rid of her.
By killing her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got rid of Catherine. They can get rid of Nikki.
We don't know what happened.
We got another one for her.
He's like, God damn it, I'm back in the game.
Could be. I mean, I thought it was actually really smart but stupid at the same time of her to go digging around Smurf's room because she was able to kind of put two and two together, figure out things aren't legit around here.
Did she really think they were in the first place? She just thought they were some rich family.
I thought she just wanted to play dress up like a cuckoo because she was drunk and bored. What else is she going to do?
She's inviting everyone over.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't your house?
Yeah.
That is not your house.
It just shows you what kind of dumb little girl she is. Mm-hmm. Like, no friends. No one wanted to come and hang out with her at this empty house with the pool. Like, that would sound cool if you were 18 or whatever, right? But everyone's like, nah, I gotta wash my hair. And then it's, like, just attention. So she wants friends and attention, and, like, she's... Like, what are you doing there? There's nothing for her there.
Let us know what that storyline is.
There's Craig. That's all. She wants Craig, drugs, booze...
And to feel like a badass. And
repeat.
Right, exactly.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Repeat.
That's it. Oh my god. I don't even want to talk about Nikki anymore.
I think.
So that's on her.
I think we.
Wait, you guys.
What?
Jay and Smurf pulling that little...
Yes, that's what I was just about to get to.
Okay, wait a minute. We skipped over that.
Let's talk about this. So the heist is going down kind of how she was telling Jay about how her and Manny used to pull the heist. Now, when she walked into that diner or when they were walking up, were you guys even thinking that this was a possibility?
No.
Yeah, neither was I.
I thought, you know what, because the camera... pants to this like burly looking guy with his head down. I thought maybe he was someone.
Right.
From
me too.
Smurf's
I thought.
Past.
Me
yeah.
too. Exactly.
Because they zoomed in on him, and I was like, "Oh, we about to meet someone new."
Yeah.
And he's completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
So I love that's the
that was
great
good direction.
Thing about this show.
Yeah.
They do such a good job with throwing us off in that little instance.
For some weird reason, I thought Jay really meant it. Like, hey, I'll be back. I got to get something from the truck. I don't know. I thought he was gonna leave. And do something
for her.
I mean, not really leave her there, but just leave in the truck and do something.
Right.
But man.
Diners at Night.
That was crazy.
That was their sketch.
I mean,
what was that, a Denny's?
It was some truck stop.
It was similar to a Denny's, but you know what? You know what they should have used?
That's right.
Denny's on demand.
Exactly.
That's right, guys. An ad coming to you because we got to pay for this. Well, they pay for it so that we can be here. But you guys, Denny's has always been a place where America can come, get their favorite breakfast. You go late night meals, you know.
Yum.
You hang out
like
with friends
this.
Late at night. Yeah,
yep.
After this, we're going to go hit up some Denny's. Maybe not. But the cool thing is... the power is in our hands now.
Oh,
so with
it?
Denny's nice. On Demand, Denny's has taken the same always open philosophy that's synonymous with their restaurants, applying it now to online ordering. And we basically have a quick and easy way to place a mobile or online order for takeout or delivery for all of your favorite menu items, those chicken tenders, those pancakes, $1 pancakes.
Yeah.
You know, we got it all. So for a limited time, users who place an order with Denny's On Demand will receive the complimentary, ready for this, guys, Hulu trial and will be able to enjoy their meal while binge-watching thousands of hit shows, Animal Kingdom, premier original content, films, and a ton more. So with Denny's On Demand's new online ordering, your diner favorites are at your fingertips. So just go to Denny's.com and click to order online or download the Denny's app, guys. And you're saving
Denny's
yourself
and
time.
Hulu.
Exactly. And you don't have to be at a diner late at night and pray that nobody comes
in with a gun and a
knife.
Way safer.
They wouldn't do that at Denny's. Though,
no.
But
Denny's is
random
safe.
Truck stop.
You're good.
Yes.
Yeah. Diners are the best.
That was a crazy scene. Just to see Jay just take over like that, we haven't really seen him do that. We've seen him kind of be the lookout.
Yeah.
The guy who goes in and scopes out the joint, but we haven't seen him, like, actually with a gun.
Other than the beginning of the very first episode, remember when he, like, got in the truck and he went through the fence?
Oh, yeah,
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So I feel
true.
Like this is...
Right.
The season of Jay.
We're seeing badass Jay.
Yeah.
He's coming out.
Uh-huh.
Guns blazing.
We saw intelligent Jay last season.
Yep.
Now we're seeing that physical
now
action.
We're seeing the money-hungry Jay.
Uh-huh.
He's got
he's
a
like,
lot
I gotta
of that
pay
Cody
for college.
Blood.
Let's get through this.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yep. Let's see. K-Dogs 679 says Jay, Darren, Craig, and Marco should do the yacht heist. Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
That'd be impressive.
That would be.
Marco's smooth with getting through people. yeah, with the tourist heist and everything.
Could be interesting.
Uh-huh. IHOP and Waffle House, what are y'all going to do in response to this?
Hey, sponsor us. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I think we hit everything. Did I miss anything else?
No, I think we got it all. Just predictions.
Yes, we got so many predictions, I think.
Oh, man. We might be on now, for a while. Now, Buzz TV.
All right, the pan scene.
Then we're back.
Why do we think he did that?
I think it was to punish himself because Lena brought up, is mommy dead? Which brings back immediately, if you've done something horrible and somebody triggers that memory back, you're going to feel that guilt again and you're going to feel the pain. So I feel like he was like, that was his little brief moment of, okay, I need to feel something again and I need to feel pain because of the guilt that I feel towards killing Catherine.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I thought he was feeling remorseful and, you know, all that, but I actually feel like he's doing this for attention.
The hand thing?
Yes. Oh. He met Amy. Amy's a great girl. So for some weird reason, I just thought that it was his way of being taken care of. So when Amy was like, what happened? You know, it's like, oh, I burned myself. Like, it didn't really happen in this episode, but I feel like to come, it's kind of like she's going to start caring for him.
Oh, that's a good nod. Okay. Look at you.
Okay. Uh-huh. So I took it as he maybe wants to pull out of the church heist now that he's met Amy and is finding God. He saw the pigeon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not come back to life,
like,
but
a second opportunity.
Off. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling he injured himself to say, oh, I can't do whatever it is I'm supposed to do in that job.
Ooh.
I think that might be why.
Maybe.
That's a good one.
But just a hand burn, you think that'll
Well, he couldn't make it too obvious.
Yeah.
But if he was saying, you know, I was heating up milk for Lena and I burned myself on that, that's more believable than, like, let me go, you know, shoot myself. Exactly. That's not
oh, my
so
gosh. I cannot wait for the next episode.
Do you guys have any other predictions or?
Well, somebody mentioned it in the chat earlier. Sorry, I don't remember who. But they said how Lucy could be setting up Baz with that bracelet. So I feel like that could come back. I'd also like to see what happened with those watches. We talked about this last episode.
Right.
That was just kind of an open plot line that I hope that the writers will hopefully close up.
I'm sure. Yeah. Sometime. Eventually they will.
And then another last one. The last prediction I have is I think I'm annoyed by her. I really can't stand Nikki's character. Actress, I'm sure she's a great person. But I can't stand Nikki's character. But I feel like Smurf now has Jay on her side. She can't depend on the other boys anymore. So I feel like Nikki's going to be her second pool to kind of lure her in. Even though Jay might not like that, none of the boys ever really got along, so she doesn't really need Jay and Nikki to get along. She just needs to have control over them.
Another quick prediction I have. I feel like we're going to see more of Gia's assistant that we're calling her.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the introduction to her and the next.
Maybe she'll rise up.
Because they can't really do much without her at this point. So.
They definitely need her. Otherwise, they can't go get all those credit cards because they're going to be canceled by the time they're able to find any buyers. Yeah. So,
any other thoughts?
I think Nikki, like you said, is going to be Team Smurf.
Yeah.
And she's going to be the way that Smurf figures out what's going on with the boys. So she's going to kind of be the conduit right there. Because clearly she's still going to be with Craig. Craig doesn't want to get rid of her because she knows too much.
Yeah.
So that's where it leads.
She'll probably
Nikki.
Spill the beans about the bar, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's that dumb.
Oh, she spills everything.
Yeah. She'll be, like, drinking. Be like, hey, Smurf, did you know the guys have a bar now? Like, oh, God.
All right. Well, that wraps up this episode. Where can the good people find you guys?
Hey, guys. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time.
And you can find me on Instagram at Laylizzle.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Alina Vision, and that's Vision with two S's. So until next time, bye. We'll be back same time, same place next week. We'll see you guys.
Bye, guys. Leave some comments.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Because the detective doesn't...
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.